Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get
clearer. It's Aerosmith bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, Vicki with a Y. Oliver, like you know it, VickiOliver.com is her website. Her new book is called Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One, available wherever books are sold, right, Vicki?
Yes, and also on Amazon.
All right, yeah, check
Another
that out.
Another place where books are sold.
I heard about that. That's a cool place. So, okay, we're talking about how to get ahead in business.
Yes.
And somehow we wound up focusing on millennials, which is appropriate. And we talked about being grateful, showing appreciation, how to interact authentically. Here's another one that I think is important. I've been saying this for a long time that I know you've been working on, is this thing about face-to-face. Talk to us about that.
Great. Yes. If possible, I would say always try for an in-person meeting over email. And if you can't meet them in person, literally in person, you know, try other things. Try Skype. Try Skyping with them so that you can see them face-to-face. Or even just reach out and have a phone call versus just doing it online through email and other social media. You want to have a real connection with somebody. You want to be able to hear their voice and have them hear your voice.
Yep.
Have them know through your voice that you're interested in getting work done with them. It's very, very important. And the other thing is, with emails, a lot of times the tone just fades really fast.
Absolutely.
And you just don't have any tone
well,
left.
Or especially if you can get into trouble trying to use a tone on an email.
Right. You have to be very, very careful. And again, for some people, this will be very obvious. But for others, I would just say, you have to be very careful if your emails are short. Sometimes with the speed that we work at, because we're all doing so many things, sometimes we just don't want to write a long email. We just want to be very quick about the email. A lot of times, that's when the tone fades. And when you're writing short emails, it's really important
I have
to
a
use
customer.
Words like please, thank you, cordially.
Right. I have a customer who just writes, when I write him an email, he writes me back these like three-letter terse responses.
Right.
It took me a year to realize that's just what he does. He's
exactly.
He's happy as a clam. He just was busy and he just writes those back. So you get over it. But you know, the thing, this face to face thing is such an important thing, and it's natural and normal for baby boomers, but it's not so much for millennials. And so most, let's be honest, most millennials are going to be working in their jobs for baby boomers, right? I mean, that's going to be the highest percentage probably of employers. Maybe, not all of them, but a lot of them will be. And so when a baby boomer indicates that they'd like to be face-to-face with you, don't act like you'd rather be anywhere else.
Right. That's a great point. That's a great point.
I walked into my two millennials in one office in my office. I used to go in there once every 2 weeks. I'd go in and sit down and just share some ideas on what was going on in our business and how it connected to you know, when I was, you know, a lot younger, trying to put some context into what we were doing.
Right.
And they, you know, their eyes were glazing over, and I'm thinking,
right,
you know what? I'm signing the front of your paycheck. You might want to listen to this.
Yeah. So what did you do? Did you say that to them?
I did.
Good.
One of them, I said, I looked over at one, I said, what do you think about what I just said? She kept looking at her watch.
Right.
I said, do you have something to say? She said, it's lunchtime. Honest to God, she said that to me.
Right. That is so rude. See,
and I said, do you realize, you probably don't realize how horribly rude that was.
Right.
And she didn't. She honestly didn't.
Right. She's just informing you that it was her lunch hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is the kind of stuff that gives millennials a bad name. But again, she wasn't a bad person. She just didn't know how to act.
I think it's important, especially for millennials, to realize that they need to adjust their style to the working style of those whom they work for.
Until they start signing the front of the checks, they need to make adjustments.
They have to make adjustments. So if the other person is older and wants to meet face-to-face, go meet them face-to-face. If they want a phone call, don't say, no, let's just email, you know?
I'll tell you what else I would do if I were a millennial.
Make sure you're there for the call.
If I were a millennial, I'd be finding me a baby boomer in my company, and I'd if I didn't ask them, I would make them my mentor.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people complain that there are no mentors anymore, but usually if you try hard enough, you can cultivate somebody who can act as your mentor.
But you know, most of my mentors
like mentor people.
Most of my mentors, Vicki, didn't know they were being my mentors. I was just watching them.
Exactly. But, you know, things are a little different now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it all the time that people just, there are no mentors. But there are. And if there aren't in your company, find somebody who can mentor you outside of the company.
Mm-hmm. But you don't even have to have the mentor conversation. Just, if you spend some time with them, show up face-to-face like you were saying, the mentoring will happen.
Right.
It happens organically, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, because people care about other people. But
can they find out
it's difficult to care about that person because you don't have a real relationship with the person.
Can we find your article and research on VickiOliver.com?
I don't know if
is this your article?
I don't know if this one is on there.
Okay. We'll get it up there.
Okay.
Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y. Hey, Vicki, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.